I have a twin brother, and growing up with the boy version of yourself means that everything that is yours is his and vice versa. Walker and I would do everything together. He played baseball, so I did too. Not softball. That would be ridiculous. He wrestled, so I did too, for 6.5 years. Because there were two of us, our parents never had time to separate our individual childhoods traditionally. They didn't find it reasonable to buy me Barbies and my brother trucks, specifically at least. Considering this, our childhood was a bit different unless one side of the fence or the other. Androgynous would be the best term to describe it. We were really never told to be anything or push in any form, although the opportunities were presented. My mom asked if I was interested in Girl Scouts and my brother if he wanted to join basketball. Both of us rejected. Growing up with such a close companion justified some of my choices when I was younger. If I ever question myself or my orientation, I think about my brother. Is it weird that I skateboard or play with toy cars? Well, my brother does too, resulting in the thinking that it can't be that weird. Comparing myself to my brother is similar to headlights, in the manner that when it's dark, they guide your path, but only what's directly in front of you and where you're already going. When I was younger, it never occurred to me that there was seemingly such a big difference between boys and girls, and frankly, I didn't care. Young kids don't get the concept of there being a larger world than just their own, and it's that childhood perspective that I find myself longing for constantly when life turns socially sour. I think about what it would be like to be in that bubble again, and I also remember when it popped. When I was 10, I realized that some of the things I enjoyed and experienced were different than the norm. At family parties, my relatives would comment on how aggressive I was and gasp when I told them I loved to go surfing and skate outside with my friends. At first, it didn't faze me. How could it be weird if the choices I made me happy? When I was 13, my aunt asked me if I really liked to wrestle, if I was doing it because my dad wanted me to. She insisted that it was way too aggressive for me and that I could get hurt. She asked if I wanted her to talk to my dad about it. I didn't know that being aggressive was not seen as part of living life as a girl. Shortly after, I quit wrestling and began playing volleyball, which is what all the girls my age were playing. I'm not sure if what my aunt had to say had a huge impact on my decision, but it was definitely something I thought about often. When I first started volleyball, I convinced myself that I enjoyed it, and at some point, I think I really did. I got serious about it when I started playing in high school and began picking up other traits that younger me would frown upon. Began wearing dresses, makeup, and jewelry to attend team parties, and then continued on as such in my daily life. Fortunately, I never got to the boy crazy stage that society seems to insist upon all girls being a part of, but because of this, my mom would think I was a lesbian for many years to come. When I was 15, my brother got a telescope for Christmas, and I got a makeup case, despite the fact that I was the one always looking at the stars, an aspiring aerospace engineer. When I was 16, I became a captain of varsity volleyball, but I wasn't happy and I knew it. I'd have self-realization moments during practice where I'd wonder why I was there. What was I getting out of it? I wasn't having fun and I was brutally aware of the fact. During that year, I saw a flyer for the girls' rugby team. My friend convinced me to play on my off-season and I gave it a chance. I've never touched a volleyball since, and in a way, I feel like I completed my full circle and found what I was looking for. Rugby brought back the aggression I was so desperately missing. It brought me back to myself. I myself did not understand or succumb to society's pressure on women because I didn't know. Once I understood, I realized that in our culture's eyes, I did not fit the norm. From a child's perspective, it's hard to truly understand what's considered good and bad until you've done both and crossed those lines. Although I had to defend my own sexuality to my mother, and although I had to convince my aunts that I was not being forced to make decisions, although I had to explain to everyone why I wanted to be Batman for Halloween, not Batwoman, although I had questioned my beliefs because I felt I was different, and although I altered my life course to fit the norm, I came back around. I do not know what it's like to be considered a traditional female because I wasn't and never was. I do know that even despite the fact that I had been pressured by societal norms and molded myself into beliefs to wedge myself into the puzzle that is society. I wasn't aware of all the unspoken rules and guidelines society had put in place for women until I crossed about everyone.